sat on her wand and exactly the same thing. She was throwing her blue liquids in the street. She's going nuts. She's mental.
When are you moving then? And you eat?
Yeah. Well, no, I just want to. It's not best, is it? I mean.
Is it all decorated in there? Or?
No, it's all done in there, but it's just got to be decorated and like that back clean.
My father started
an
extension on the kitchen on the first week of February.
I've never seen. Do you know the bathroom, right? Well, it's the tiniest toilet I've ever seen in my life. It's not a normal.
I don't think I've ever been in the bathroom there.
Average size. Well, it was all there, right? And it was all tiled, right? Fair play, yellow and black on it. He's going to make me
do with this. I thought, I'm going to need to
fuck this off now.
Sharp,
and I did,
didn't
I? I don't know, I've got to have it.
What kind of
toilet now then?
Like a normal
Like
usual
comes
house.
Yeah, but it's
old-fashioned
bathroom.
It's a little toilet. He won't get his ass on it. I could just about get mine on it. And the bath.
Old-fashioned, it's all the flash. When you pull a flash, water comes up about half hour.
Yeah,
you've
got just some
sort of shit in your ass and knee in the water.
It's little
it's
tiny
as well,
toilet.
Yeah. It's a B day as well.
Yeah, posh. I don't know, I'm not having that. I want one of those corner ones anyway.
Is it a big bathroom then? Or?
No.
It will be when it's finished because that's where the extension's going with the crossway.
Mine's tiny, my bathroom is.
Gordon's in the shower, I'm on the toilet, the kids are both in the bathroom with us. You can't go nowhere, man.
No, I know. Well, I mean, there's only two of us. We can't.
It's not fair, is it?
No, it isn't.
You do wait now until
that
you
bathroom,
get up and he gets in the bed. Shame, doesn't he?
And I've never seen a photograph of you, a little boy.
I
don't
know.
No. Well, what do you look like,
Dave?
He's naughty. I can't, I don't think he's like me.
How
old is he? Expression has he got on
there? Is he a natural ale?
He's wild.
He's hard. That me crying, he's wasted.
No, Maggie, I'd like you to bash him full force.
And I have smacked him really hard, but he'd nearly had me crying, right?
Don't
he? Don't. Sometimes he does, but he's acting.
Did you do this? He
acts.
He's like you,
he is. Oh, he's like me. Steve, I always said to Stephen, if you have a kid, I said, I hope he looks like me. I said, I hope he got your temperament come out exactly wrong. He got my eyes, not my colouring, but he's very blinky and he watching the telly. Well, I am anyway. And
I love him when I think
he's a bastard.
I do, I love him. It's like my nephew, he's ruined, right? And he's been all this week, he's not
been
around.
Oh, it's my fault, he's like
And he won't want to go football tomorrow, but he's got to go, because if he don't go, he's letting the team go, because things he was saying to my mother last week, well, you wouldn't believe it. Honest to God, what he comes out with, he's disgusting.
I was saying the other night, what did he do? He said, get up. He goes out the door, does he let him go? He mumbled to himself, fuck. He goes out the door.
Yeah. And say it to your face. Yeah. And he will say, he won't say, he comes up and he says, you're nothing but a bastard. And I say, what? He says, bar. He said, I didn't say it. He said, I didn't say the word. And then he calls my niece, he says to her, she's getting boobs now, right? She's 12.
Oh,
and he goes,
that's horrible at that age,
right? Yeah. And he really takes the mick out of her. I started her because I started teasing her because she's big chested for her age. Like she's going to follow my sister because my sister got big boobs. And I started, of course, he just carries it on.
Well, I don't know why I followed.
He goes on and on and on about
I don't know where I got it.
She's from a van, she's
the, old, the sisters, isn't it? It's got to be.
Was it like in a bit?
Hail.
Oh, I said swimming in
there.
She was like, I said, I said, I can't wait to lose this guts. I always do the same now when I dress, and I said, my guts, and I'm like, I said, but if I lost them,
your balls would look too big.
Oh, God, they look macker. I'd have to strap
no,
them.
No, but the trouble is, when I go on a diet, the first place I lose it is my boobs.
I haven't got big boobs, though.
Oh, in saying that, yeah, when I...
The first place I lose it is my breast.
And I can't afford to lose it. I lost about 4 inches.
I haven't got a very big breast. I haven't got a small breast, but I haven't got an extra big breast.
I eat them, I do.
I think if I had a bigger breast...
First thing a man looks at, and they don't look at your face. They're like, ah, look at
this girl comes in the room, we've seen her in a long black hair. She got like, she was a pen and she's written like this, she's small, right, and it's really skinny, and she goes, Marseille, please, like that, and you all take it for that, she always goes like a pound crying.
Well, the rest of us
say
it's
terrible.
Oh,
yeah. Massively, really huge.
They gone to there again, and she's right? And her name is Linda, and they run this big machine, and it's really long. And he said, if she's at the top of the machine, he can't see down the other end of the machine because her boobs are in the way. And he's got, I said, you don't ask her. Can she? He said, yeah, at least I can't ask her. Can she move up the way? And he said, if she sits on the table, her boobs are resting on the table. I said, oh, no, I said, crack up. He said, me and the boys, we stand there all day watching her when she's bending down, putting books in the back.
Dirty cows. Dirty bastards, men are. I suppose you have got
a look. Don't touch us.
It's horrible window shopping.
Gordon said it's not natural if you don't if you don't look.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's not.
As long as you don't touch.
That's it, and it's not.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, come off it, Ail. If there was a man now bloody sitting there with his bloody
one ball hanging out,
like, I mean, you couldn't looking at it all the time.
Oh, that wouldn't turn me on if they ball
no,
that's hanging out.
No, it
wouldn't
turn me on.
You
couldn't look in, could you?
No,
I went to see the Chippendales.
Where was that?
We went to us to see him. Gang was wearing from the D-Man.
Yeah, but I mean, they can afford to. It's just like women.
It was crazy.
They spend most of their time, don't they? I mean, treating their skin and their hair. And
what about this very silicone bloody hair?
The officer and the gentleman, they all come out in these white suits. And I mean, they're handsome, right? And they wiped the whole lot, like, and they stripped off, like, down to a white G-string. Then they turned all the lights off and dropped. So by the time they'd put the lights black on, I can't speak now. They had a black one on, so they what they must have had them. Well, they do. They have loads of them on. They just peel them off like one after another. Never actually see them naked. I'd like to have a look, Mike, because I bet they're all, you know, small.
Oh, I bet they are.
Yeah, but it's not the size. It's what they can do with it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
so
they have a bed
sir.
On the stage.
No,
right?
Dave, I couldn't handle
this.
Still being
taped now, but
skingy
one. They have a bed on the stage, and they have red satin sheets on it. And what he's done to this pillow was no one's business. I'd love to have been that pillow, I really would have. Things he was doing to this pillow.
Did it turn you on then? When
oh, was oh yeah, because he was handsome, you couldn't just, you know. It was wild, it was.
Things like that don't turn me, obviously.
Well, I've never seen him. I don't say it turned you on, but it made you...
I don't like handsome and some pretty men, I don't. I don't like men that handsome, then they think, this sounds awful big, they are prettier than me.
They live themselves.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
You know they like
that. Loads, right? And I mean, they're talking to you, right? And all the time they like this themselves.
I tell you what, do you know why I'm fucking called Gary Partridge?
Yes.
Well, I went out with him once, right? And I fucking hate him. Because he always thought that he was so lovely that no woman was good enough for him.
Mm.
Went to that party last week to that. Remember I said to you that guy in that farm, Richard? I pinched anyway.
Oh, I thought he was one here,
Do you know him then?
Yeah.
When they got married, just before they got married, it was their birthday and he bought her a Porsche.
mean, the ones you mean, the dogs, yeah, aren't they? Loads of makeup.
Yeah, that's it.
And the one lives in,
well, she's
led.
Yeah, that's it. You've got the relative. She doesn't. Well, that's the one who's just gotten married now. So that Gary Richard with that big farm.
The one who goes,
they are cars. The one, yeah, they are, but they are.
The one who drives that Porsche.
Fowler. No, that's her sister.
That's her sister,
yeah. Well, I went to school with Byron Fowler when we all went to a party over that college, and he was there.
What school did you go?
Pont Gwyndi.
You didn't go there?
Yeah, I went to Gwyndi, I did, yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah, but I was only in Gwyndi for 3 years, and I went up to Lewis Girls because I lived this end of the Brad. I had to go to Westford. I left Gwyndi school.
I'm going was in Gwyndi school, wasn't
it? Yeah, I left Gwyndi school, I did. I hated it when I was so you know him then, you know the dude. Well, you know Catherine then. Who's got the bike Fowler.
He just knows all the Mac and makeup there. She know with her makeup off? Roughly hard dog.
No, I haven't seen her makeup off.
Really dogs. Because we did a job for Biden.
That must be awful though. I've always thought about it. A woman who wears really loads of makeup and then they sleep with a fella, right?
And they wake up and it's terrible.
Well, I mean, that fella must look around and think,
Liz, the one who's married to the farmer from Ridgely, right? The night before she got married, we went over the house to take all her presents over.
Compton.
Hmm?
Chris Compton,
so isn't he? He's like a landscape gardener. He's got a big farm in Ridgely, but he's like a landscape gardener. But Byron Fowler is a landscape gardener as well, isn't he? Yeah, he does everything, doesn't he? Yeah. But I went to see Liz when I first got married, and actually she had no makeup on, right? But she looked prettier without it. Like Catherine, I should imagine Catherine does look the right thing.
Is that my mother for Christmas?
But Elizabeth is quite a nice person, but Catherine is the one who's really tardy. That's the one who's just got engaged to this guy who's got
a kid.
No, put those crisps in your pocket.
You going out tomorrow, eh?
Oh, I said no.
You go to the South Freedom?
Don't I? It's not that. I my friend came there tonight because I do have a little boy now. Straight from school. She pays for another taxi from Enderdenny down to my house. I do have until she finishes work. And she said, oh, come out tomorrow. I said, oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have minded if she'd come up the house. Like, and she mentioned Cardiff. They've gone so fat. I don't want to go.
Oh, you're so stupid.
Honestly, that's what I think. I just don't
you always look smart and you wrote in.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah, but I'm fat and I don't want to go. And that's how I feel. Because then she said, oh, Sandra, you come in. I thought, no, there's Alison like that. There's Sandra like that. I thought, oh, no. Can't handle it.
Got to find my keys
then. I don't know, see how I feel.
I was done again on anyway these days. I'm seeing little bloody ages.
She's alright.
She go to now?
No, she wanna bloody leave it alone for a bit. I mean, she's a disaster now. She's a fucking disaster.
Why? What's she do?
What didn't she
do? Oh, she's got it all wrong. Like, I think she thinks she wins men's affections like by sleeping with them all.
Oh.
She's just, that's just putting their, mind you, I did say to her, the last straw was Christmas Day, can you imagine? Like, I mean, me and him didn't have to stay in and cook dinner. I'd done it because she was saying, we'll all be together, she didn't fucking come home.
Where'd she go then?
Slept with this boy down this place. She woke up, she didn't even know where she was. What's, you know,
where
come
was
on.
She then? In some hotel somewhere?
No. In Literally. She couldn't even remember. She got so pissed up Christmas morning. She missed Christmas dinner. I said, come on, we'll have Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Well, said, oh, we'll stay with Donna.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't go down his mother's and meet Donna, like, you know. She didn't come home anyway. Mind you, I was glad because I got out of a temper that I kept myself, alright? Because I was going to swing for her, like. I don't like Christmas dinner anyway. We sat there, it was boring, wasn't it? Me and then the baby.
Yeah, we've got to
enjoy it. I enjoy Christmas dinner.
Oh, I eat anyway.
Oh, I love it.
I eat veg because since Donna came this store, just try it. My mother never made me eat it. I think it's foul.
Oh, I enjoy Christmas dinner.
Oh, I like sprouts.
Roast pasta.
Oh,
it's sprouts.
Just a full macro plate of the vegetables.
Well, that's why now I'm glad when I put them on this diet, I can fill his
plate
with loads of veg, can I? And he do like it, so it's not so bad then.
She came on Christmas night then, she?
No, because we was... My friend Pat said to me, she said, because everyone have always come up to my house Christmas night, I've always had the mess and that. She said, because we got out, so come down to me. I said, oh, great. I can clean up. And every box in the morning, I've always been the same. I had to come over.
Yeah, it's
I can clean up all the shit. And it was great. We went down there. She said, I'm Donna, come, you know. That was great. So we went down there, didn't we? And Donna walked in about... nine-ish, is there? Something like that. What? He done his business, but pissed off and left her in this house that she didn't even know.
Whose house is that?
His friend's. I mean, she couldn't even remember nothing about her. She said she woke up, well, this girl walked her up, the sister of whoever house he was, don't you think you've been here long enough?
It's terrible, isn't it?
It was in Penrose. It was a nice place, Paul Beckett. I know when she told me, and she said, Cledfren, yeah. And she said, they weren't so bad to me. She said, when I told him who I was living with, she said, I live with Ailey. You live with Ailey, do you? Oh. And I said,
she didn't even know who he was then. She just went.
Oh, she knew the bloke. She'd been out with him a few times before, right? He's not a bad bloke. But like I said, it shocked me. But he's none respect for them. I mean the first night we run her down to meet him, right? Me and him. I said, oh, go on, Donis. He's a nice bloke. He's not nice looking, in fact. He's not very, you know, nice looking at all. But he's a nice bloke, he got, you know, a bit of money and all that. I said, it was a couple of nights out and that. Gets up in the morning, I sees these pair of red shoes. I thought, oh, you stupid cow. Not only that, she's bringing them back to my house. You know what I mean? You know what Penrose like, they're all like that.
Yeah, but you don't need that anyway, do you really?
No.
That's what I told you if you've got somebody large in your life.
Well, this is it when we moved down to the house.
Yeah.
I don't want to check it out now.
If they're large with you, can't you say?
But she's making...
They're paying rent and it's their own room and she can do what she likes in that own room. Then they'd get a show four walls, isn't it?
Well, this is it, but I mean, I can't say to her, like, check her out. But I mean, she's making no effort to save. For a start, right? All her clothes then, right? I mean, loads of them were ones, they're really horrible, like, but she just hanged to me. I thought, well, you can't wear them, they're all horrible, you don't wear them. Fold them, put them away. Because when I ironed all my clothes then, they were all mat squashed. I'm like, all his clothes then, I had to go in them. It's a wardrobe in the wall, and a double one, and the three of us put our clothes in there. Oh, it gets funny, and plus she was wearing all mine. You know, she's as good as gold and all that.
Yeah,
I mean, it comes to a point sometimes, I mean, you even notice them. Like when they're wearing all your clothes, right? And I don't go out that much. But then she wears them to the garage to work. I mean, I go off cleaning in a pair of tracksuit bottoms and it.
Yeah, you don't wear good clothes to work. No.
And then she'd start putting my blouses on, like, because she'd probably seen somebody come in nice, thinking, oh, dress up tomorrow, and then, like, in case he comes in. And I used to think, shit, I've been in the wardrobe. All right, I don't wear them, but I mean, it's still nice, isn't it, you know? Oh, no. The thing I used to piss me off was, she used to wear my knickers. And I can't stand that. I hate it.
I wouldn't like that either.
No. And I used to, and no matter what I did.
Oh, that's a cheek, look when you drove your knickers. And she got even old.
Well, no. Well, she had a bit of raggy and horrible. And I mean, he'll tell
so
you,
she was
right,
something nice.
To my guy.
For a pair of nice knickers. I wouldn't have that at all.
And I mean, I made a point when I was with her, right? I'd always buy that. I always have 10 by a pair of knickers or 2 pairs of knickers a week. I always have 10. Right? And she'd say, what do you want all those knickers for? I'd say, well, as time goes on, you throw old ones out.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
you?
I do as well.
So I mean, in the wash, they go like a bit of fucking rag.
And
you
sort the old ones out, you think, alright.
And she used to say, like, what are you checking them out for? And I used to say, oh, my God. Oh, I'll have them. And I used to say, who wants? Like, you know, but then I think, I used to say, if you're in the bath, I always do it, right? Take your knickers off. I wash them, put them on the radiator. I used to do that. I'd get up in the morning and they were fucking gone. She had them on her fucking ass.
Oh, no.
You've still got this on.
Well, do you like that colour?
It's all right, yeah.
Are we wrong?
She's still got them.
Let's see. And that's in the top out.
Okay, Mum.
The sides are folded over like that. Two pockets.
Well, leave it on, then, for goodness sake. Leave the bloody teeth up. Like this it was, is it?
There it is, this one's your. That's a bottom look.
Try that one on again.
Can I copy the leaf? This now?
Yes.
What you doing that?
Well, whatever you see there, look, you just copy all the F's across there, all the S's across there, all the tip. Then you copy happy. All around there, look. She's learning how to write, isn't it, Sean?
What are you making, Kirsty? What are you making, Kirsty?
Is that a bag that you just put out?
I think so. What does it say?
A glory aqua. Oh, I like a lady, I do.
I'm making
your. And try and tie it inside now, like I said. See the tassels inside? You've got to pull up. Look around the waist. That's it.
Mum,
I'm slipping. What do you mean slipping?
This
pen is
any good, it's slipping.
What's slipping? That rubber part thing.
Well, if it's.
Well, take it off then, you haven't got a right to that.
What's it for?
Well, it's for younger children, I suppose. Like, Kirsty, to learn to show them how to hold a pencil tidy.
What does Navy wear like from there?
Put it straight up the front then.
Let's take a sit down.
Get out of
there.
Anything wrong with that? I don't know whether I prefer the green, I don't know. Go and have a look in the mirror upstairs, Gordon, you're better off.
You might have been a bed.
Yeah. If you don't want it, Kirsty will have it. Because Kirsty wants to learn to read.
Kirsty always has something.
Well, you just said you didn't want it.
I said I do want it, but I don't.
Well, that's a bit simple, Harry, Sean. You either want it or you don't want it. It helps you to learn to write tidy.
Oh, I learned.
Trouble is, you're too lazy. You're too lazy to be bothered.
I'm lazy.
That's the trouble.
What are you making, Kirst? Making a turtle?
No. I'm
£35.
Taking it back out. It's called,
sir. £35.99. Keep it in for them,
the
bin.
And the pig is in.
Keep the
Google,
though. Haven't it? Have you got a great call? Go for it, get the towel off the floor, otherwise you're off. You know what you want.
This
one. Make sure you put all them back in the inside, please.
Never.
Oh, well, you only make that right. And I know where that cottage is, Pete, and it hasn't gone this morning.
Sit down, then.
So, I asked her, I can't sit all day, can I? Because
somebody could ask me to have it. The car wouldn't go.
Oh, they're going to buy a bloody battery, 30 bloody quid again.
Mummy!
Old ghost.
Bloody cows. What's that there?
Tell you after.
I think it opened till 20 past one this morning.
Why?
Oh, bloody chops in my girl.
Snowman!
I expect it would have taken more last night.
It's sent, darling.
Only, with the dark only being 65 pence, everybody's drinking it. Did it go? We're on the third barrel. So.
Oh, that's lovely eyes.
So I'd like the curtains in?
Will that wake them up?
You see, they're a different colour, can't they?
It's only the night when they add them. See, I can't turn now.
They colour I'm on, Judge. They didn't have any more that colour, did they? Only the 90 drop? If it had a 90 drop with it, it would either have to cut them on or alter them.
Oh no?
Yeah.
That's tidy, don't it?
Yeah.
Do you think the creases will drop out, I wonder?
Well, they should do.
They like the red ones you used to have?
Yeah. And don't go blue ones like it. She hasn't been caviar.
Right.
But she's not putting them up. She hasn't wild back now. She's not worth putting them up because she doesn't like them. She said they don't go with her own. The colour don't go
with her. The colour don't go with her.
It's blue, eh? It's not blue. It's like a light, pale colour. Like the pale means green. This is the pale blue.
When the carpet goes down now, see? White blinds. Am I? Chantel white. 5 inches wide there.
Maui?
Yeah. Should look nice, eh? So I've got a phone about that cottage, see, piece later on. And she said to me, well, if it hadn't gone, like, you know, I got a chance.
Well, the trouble is, if it's, it might be gone again, isn't it?
Might be gone again. Well, I said I couldn't get any money to get it now anyway. Father spent 30 on the bloody washing.
I put a note in the till, £4, saying, you open the bag. Notice the bag I had?
Oh, that's nice.
£5 leather.
Oh, I like that.
There's other black bags behind this. See, Mum, they're not like that, though. They're just a plain black leather, and they're all £5.
Nice,
but I thought, well, that's ideal for what I wanted. For the day, like, or even for the evening, I could use that. Mm. And it's leather and suede, see? It's like a...
How much does that cost you on the market?
Let me have a look!
With leather, Mum, about 15, 20 pounds.
Let me have a look!
And I picked one for Dawn for her birthday, like I told you. It's like he was, the flower pattern.
Where is it?
I get it at the house. But it's like a... shape is that long, and it's about that high, so it's long that way. Double handles like this. And it's tan handles then, or that length like. But I thought when, that was only £5. But because it's bigger than yours, yours is only £4, but because it's longer that way, look. Mm. That was £5. But, left down there now is another beach bag sort of thing, in a black bag. You fetched off a limb, she didn't like it. And,
smell.
two other leather bags, black ones, handbags, like.
What do you like?
And another tartan one, you know. Mm. And not tartan, it was called the flowery pattern.
Let it be in a bathroom.
And let him be in the server. So if you wanted to pick any bags out of there.
Doesn't matter.
Or if you wanted to pick one.
Well, smell it, hang on. Nice one.
Or if you wanted to pick one for Tracy, look.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look.
Because I said, I paid for this one last night, £5, but I didn't pay for Dawn, so I'll pay for it next week, no.
Oh. Did
Lynn
have one?
Yeah. No.
Ailey have that?
No, she wanted this one. But I went out there first and picked this, look. So she asked him if he could get her one like this, and he said, alright, I'll get it you by next week.
Nice eyes.
There's different, isn't it? This is something like what I seen in the back of his boot last week, but it had a big gold buckle on the front. I prefer the one he had last week with a big gold buckle, but he didn't fetch it, he must have bloody sold it. And I said to him, I'm sure that he's fetching some of the bags he can't sell on the market. You know what I mean, like?
He can't be selling a lot anyway, now he's 70, will he?
No, man.
You know, all right, Kirsty was awake nearly all night again last night.
You were.
Gordon said,
Mother.
6 times he went into her. She went to bed at 9 o'clock. She doesn't sleep at all in the day now. He went into her 6 times, ma'am, last night. And I came in about 1:20. But he said he was up and down with her all the time. I was awake then till about, it must have been about 2:30, because I can't sleep after he wasn't down there. Anyway, 3:25, she was off, wasn't she? Went into her, went back into her at 4:10, went back into her at 4:25. Mum, I was still going into her by 5:15. So I hadn't slept now all this time, right? In the end, I gave her an idea.
Oh, that finished it, did it?
No, I never heard her after that.
Because that's what she wants. She's taken too much notice. It's the notice you were giving her. That's the
sleepy sweet.
The cottage sleepy sweet.
Coffee table, £4. What's that coffee table like before, Phil?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So I have to phone them now, but I could go down to you and Tracy come to work and phone her about. When she came in, Tracy, I've got 6.
Speak up.
Mummy, can you
about 7 o'clock then? I'll phone about 7 and me and your father can go down and have a look at it. If they survive.
And Tracy stay there on her own?
Yeah.
Can't see her staying there.
Well, it's only going to be for half hour, Dad. It's only going to get Billy and back. It's only going to get Billy, right? Sure, she can stay there now.
Nothing there tonight, though, is there?
No. Nothing. So you like them up, then?
Yeah.
Do you need enough at the top, the ruffles?
Plenty, and like I said, when you go the blinds up, you're not going to shut the curtain.
Yeah,
throw it away, it's rubbish.
Give it to you.
It's
dirty. It's been on the floor, isn't it? That can be.
You should have had a bigger pole, I think. A bigger pole, I mean.
I know.
Because it would have made your window look bigger then, especially with the blinds here. Like.
When they fall tidy. Well, like, in time I will, and I'll put that one today.
Yeah.
There you are. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I have a longer one there. Mm-hmm. I've got to clean outside the windows now.
Well, today I'm going to wash my windows inside.
Put down the curtain?
No, I'm going to do them today and I'm going to try and put them up today. I have cleaned up nothing
yet.
Well,
the ones upstairs you can put up.
Oh, I've got to clean the windows first.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think about Alec then?
I know, what's the matter with him?
I don't know.
Your father said he didn't have any look at him last night.
Photograph.
Yeah, the morning, Mum. All I knew was that Jeff came up to the bar. And I was serving him, I was. He wanted 2 pints of dark.
I have a gold.
Of course, 1 pint I poured him, the other one went off. So I went to change it, like, in him. And I couldn't change it because I couldn't get the nozzle on.
Whoa,
I come back in and I said to Ailey, oh, you'll come and change this, will you? So she done it. I could see him tutting by the bar, like. Anyway, I gave him. He won't touch him, he was just looking like this sort of thing, like fed up and waiting, like sort of thing. But I gave him his pint anyway when I done it. And then Jeff went on to him before that and said to him, about something or other. I don't know what he's on about. And he said, look, he said, you have done come and see me. He said, it's nothing to do with me at all. He said, I am not the chairman anymore. I have nothing to do with the club, he said, somebody else.
Since when?
I don't know. I said to Tom then at the end of the night, I said, what's the matter with Alec? And he said, well, he has been really bad with his flu and he still hasn't got over it, Heidi. He said, I don't think. And he said, he just got a morning. After that, then I did see Ernie coming out of the hall, like, talking to him. And then he went back in.
They argue so much with it, Ernie and Alec. They are arguing all the time about something.
So, I don't know. Seems bloody, Ray finishing now, and Alec's on about his finishing.
Well, Mel is the ex-vice chairman, so you go as it, wouldn't he?
If you go to party. If you go to party.
Yes.
Pretending.
Pretending, is there pretending, yeah.
Pretending.
Yeah. He came over for Rachel this morning. Andrew. He said, for a Sunday. He said, I won't be able to have another Sunday. He said, because the shooting has started. And Diane won't be there, no, my mother.
Put it off there.
When you just turn around and say straight, don't fetch it over on a Sunday.
Put it off.
Might give a story behind it. No. Badge.
No, put it
off. So I'm hoping that's in case I'm gone. I phoned it last night, and then after I phoned it, he said, oh, well, I got a man coming now. He said, it's 7 o'clock.
Oh. Perhaps he might go this morning, though, that's the point.
Well, I phoned this morning, still there. But of course, somebody go there, they got to let it go.
Why didn't Dad go this morning with him?
The car wouldn't go up. Oh. We was all ready. Rachel, no, we went down, we were sitting in the car, and the car wouldn't start. And then me and Len, if I had run the car, running behind that bloody car, can you imagine what I was like? Your father's sitting in it, give it a good run, a good push now. Super grand I am, do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, super grand. Running behind the Len came and he helped it, like, and then he went all the way down there and still wouldn't start. That's it. He came walking back there, finished his face down there, and he went, Len, will you run me to get a battery? 30 quid.
Battery gone on early.
Battery gone.
It's all right now then.
Starting now, eh? 5 minutes again. New grandad's jinxed with ours. Do you know that? Jinxed.
Amy said she'd work a week Sunday anyway.
Did she? Oh, what'd she say about that money?
She said, I noticed it in the till last week, but she said it didn't click because you got another baby working. She said, I thought perhaps it was hers, like, you know. And then she said, Gary says maybe you haven't been paid for New Year's Eve, have you?
Christmas.
Christmas Eve, sorry. And she said, oh, no, I haven't. I said to her, then it's ordinary time. She said, oh, that's ridiculous, she said, Larry. It's time and half. Gary was telling me that it's supposed to be time and half, Christmas Eve.
When he never paid it.
And Boxing Night, time and half.
Christmas
and he said
Day.
New Year's Eve is double time.
Nah, well, they don't pay it on it. So do. Christmas Day was time and half, Boxing Night was time and half, and New Year was time and half.
I think you'll say you won't have anybody to work next year if it's not sorted out, because
nah.
It's not on, is it?
No.
We're going to be stupid enough to go
on.
Just the same if it was in a factory. One factory's paying, you know, less.
Well, he won't be there next year, so I'll have to go up and see him. If they'll pay double, I'd put it to him that I won't be able to get up after that.
All you want to say is pay the right rate. That's all you want to do is pay the right rate. And if you're not sure, find out from the middle club. Simple as that. They pay the proper rate.
Oh, you were clever. Are you clever?
I hope you're going to sleep tonight, Kirst.
You going to have another pasting tonight, or what?
No.
You were pasting last night, did you?
Well, I'm going to have to get something off the doctor to make her sleep. Because she's just not sleeping. Well, and she must need the sleep, ma'am. She's not sleeping all day.
Well, you sleep tonight, right? And you won't have a pasting, then, will it?
And he smacked her hands, I did.
She'd come in and she'd give a pasting again, wouldn't she?
You're going to go look at her the wrong way and she'd start crying.
How are you going to go to sleep in here? Yeah.
I'm staying in tonight.
Oh, I didn't have a cup of tea. Okay. No, of course you're not going to have a pasting. I'll give Mammy a pasting, I will. If she pastes out, I'll give Mammy a pasting.
Yeah.
Like that. Right? Did you wake Shauna?
No.
Oh, he's sleeping away then. Fair play, right? Good job, too.
Sean's a good boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'll be wake up.
He didn't wake you, wake him up. You did.
Oh, Gordon's jacket came back this morning, look at that.
Oh, never.
I would have told you, didn't
I? I've got a jacket back.
No. I had an invoice about 2 weeks ago saying it's on its way, and I still haven't had it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And then this morning, then, White Arrow was knocking me up about 9 o'clock, banging the door. And it was jackets. I ordered an aqua, something like that colour, and a navy. Well, he picked a navy. They're only thin, you know, like my Parker, the great jade green one I got. Well, it's that type it is. Longish. But I said, like is it going by spring? It'd let it be alright to wear.
Well,
not that warm, see? There's like a raincoat that you can wear in the spring or whatever.
Yeah.
So, else I guess I'll club off dawn now, really. They've got to pay me.
I thought you were in for the flu, or were you talking the flu?
I was freezing last night, Mum. I couldn't get warm.
When would that cardigan on a mine?
What
card? A big white twin.
Oh,
behind.
God, don't really wear that.
Oh, well, if you're that cold.
I didn't even notice it there, the man, to be honest with you. I had a long sleeve blouse on. It wasn't as if I had a short sleeve or anything on, like, but I had a long.